as you can clearly see, Gaspé is beautifully located next to the sea and nestled amongst the mountains. Despite its rather modest appearance in the early days, it wasn't long before the town was home to a number of hotels.
In the late 19th century, with its world-renowned salmon rivers and its forests teeming with game, Gaspé became a choice destination for sport fishing and hunting, a paradise of prize catches. The summer months also brought with them waves of cruise ship passengers who would stay in local hotels before leaving aboard steamships and later trains bound for cities farther up the St. Lawrence. Three eminent hotels were founded on Main Street at the turn of the century: Gulf House, the Morin Hotel, and the legendary Baker Hotel, whose 1936 brochure describes the allure of Gaspé as follows.
Gaspé, the land of mountains and of the sea, the favorite spot for health, charming resort for sportsmen and pleasure seekers. The vicinity affords beautiful scenery, fine sea bathing, and unexcelled fishing and hunting. Gaspé has one of the most snug harbors in all British North America. The beach below is occupied by stores, warehouses, and offices. The heights are held by the modern aristocracy of Gaspé and officials on both sides of the harbor.
Tell me, who could resist such an invitation?
As a matter of fact, Gaspé was a favorite destination of well-to-do travelers and vacationers. Among them were Governor Lord Dufferin and his wife, the Duke of York, and American film star Marion Davis, to name but a few. Baseball fans will be happy to learn that Babe Ruth, the great Bambino himself, liked to vacation in the region, as did the equally famous Bing Crosby, an avid fisherman who enjoyed our salmon rivers during the summer. And who knows, maybe he would also have enjoyed winter in Gaspé. He could have spent Christmas here, for example. He dreamed of it, so they say, in his songs.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.